Welcome back. You're listening to Night Moves, an exploration of contemporary sexuality. Our guest is Dagmara Sweatkoff, a marriage, family, and sex therapist. She's going to share with us her thoughts on why men choose to use masturbation as ways to harass women. And then we'll answer your questions from email.
Check out our podcast at www.mixcloud.com/nightmoves, KSYM.
Night Moves on KSYM San Antonio.
Please send us your questions and comments to nightmovesksym@gmail.com and feel free to like us on our Facebook page, Night Moves Now.
Welcome to Night Moves, an exploration of contemporary sexuality. My guest is Dagmara Sweatkoff, and she's joining us from California. She's a marriage and family therapist as well as sex therapist. She has a very impressive resume, but I'd like to just focus in on the fact that she worked with sexual offenders and in the past also worked with survivors, and she's board certified sexual offender treatment provider. Thanks so much for being on Night Moves.
Thank you for having me.
So in light of all the Me Too movement and things that have come in light about Harvey Weinstein, it's been kind of surprising to me to hear about men masturbating in front of women as far as sexual harassment. I've been kind of studier of sexual harassment ever since I watched Gavel to Gavel of the Anita Hill hearings. But I was really very unfamiliar why men masturbated as a way to harass. Can you share some light on that?
Well, I have some thoughts, and some people may have sexual fantasies about exposing themselves to non-consenting others, but fewer of us actually act on these fantasies. And when people do, their motivations are varied, and they're multiple, and they're often interrelated. Some of the reasons, factors behind such behavior may be related to symptoms of exhibitionism or exhibitionistic disorder. For other people, the behavior may be more congruent with their antisocial and even more so narcissistic personality traits. Still others use non-consensual sexual behavior to assert their sense of power and control. For still some, the behavior is a reaction to some childhood trauma. For others, it may be a continuation of a sexual preoccupation they developed in childhood. For many, high level of their sex drive exacerbates these urges, these acts. And also in preparation, actually, for this interview, I dug out some old research, a study done or a research done by Kurt Freund in the 80s. And he had a courtship disorder theory that he tried to popularize as an explanation of some of the paraphilias, including exhibitionistic behaviors. So that's quite a list of motivations and reasons why someone might engage in such behavior.
So could it be as simple as they want to do it for shock value, or they just really want to show off their genitals?
Well, in case of, for example, exhibitionism, right, it's a paraphilia, it's a condition characterized by unusual sexual desires. It's typically driven by a thrill and sexual arousal that these individuals achieve by, A, the reaction that they get from an unsuspecting, shocked, and caught off guard stranger, right, that one that cannot exercise any control over the situation, and also by the very fact of exposing themselves to strangers.
So you believe that masturbation as harassment is really related, probably closer related to them liking exhibitionist behavior?
No, I think that it would be too easy to, and I think it would be unfair to put everybody in one box. I think some of these individuals are motivated by exhibitionism or suffering from exhibitionistic disorder. But as I mentioned, there are other individuals who are more antisocial or who are narcissistic. And some of the traits of either narcissism or antisocial, not necessarily personality disorder, but some of the antisocial traits relate to disregard for what's right and wrong, being callous and disrespectful to others, repeatedly violating the rights of others, being impulsive, lacking empathy, lacking remorse about harming others, and failure to consider negative consequences. And I think all these can be evident in behaviors like sexual harassment.
It seems like there's a variety of reasons. So in your past work, working with sexual offenders, did you remember any specific case where they did that behavior and why they did it?
Patients that I see in our setting are typically those that are suffering from exhibitionistic disorder. And exhibitionism as paraphilia becomes an exhibitionistic disorder when it's accompanied by significant distress that it causes the individual or impairment in their everyday functioning and colliding with the law and violating social rules and norms and legal, you know, definitely impairs their ability to function.
So they get caught exhibiting themselves and get in trouble, and that's frequently how they wind up in your office.
That's right. I see mostly adjudicated clients. You know, show business is not the only arena where these kinds of sexual acts are perpetrated. It happens in academia and business and other fields where we see people in positions of power and influence over other people. Those are not the typical flashers. Those are not necessarily people that suffer from exhibitionistic disorder. These are men in, you know, high-profile positions who are exposing themselves to those that they work with and are acting on their impulses. They're acting on their desires and feeling above the law. And these are not people necessarily who act on compulsions, meaning urges that are that feel very much outside of their control and against their wishes.
So you think some do it just because they have the power and can, as well as whatever their underlying problem might be.
Yes. When you think about narcissistic traits and believing that you're special and important and, you know, that you require constant attention and admiration from others, being looked at and appreciated, you know, having unreasonable expectations of being treated favorably, meaning above the law or acting above socially established norms, or believing that those don't apply to you or that you feel untouchable when you take advantage of others in order to further your own goals, you know, using people as objects for your own gratification and disregarding other people's feelings. That's sort of in a nutshell what narcissists do.
Mm. Is there typically some event from their past or something to do with their upbringing or the way they were raised that caused them to exhibit this behavior?
It can be true for some of those individuals. It can be tied to sexual abuse or other childhood trauma that they experienced in the past and feelings of anger and weakness or humiliation and shame that were related to these experiences that they're in a way are trying to gain control over by acting as victim, trying to gain control over their vulnerable feelings by becoming more and more of a perpetrator.
Interesting. So if a person finds themselves in a situation where a supervisor of theirs start masturbating in front of them, what should the person do to diffuse the situation?
First of all, it can be extremely frightening for a person who's being exposed to because they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know to what extent their life being threatened. And so it's important to understand that it may be difficult to recover from the shock of such situation. And many women who even recently made their experiences of sexual harassment public, they spoke about feeling frozen, feeling paralyzed. So I want to make sure that we understand that it's not as easy as just say something. It might just take a moment to recover from the shock. Having said that, in situations where we believe that fear and intimidation and shock or embarrassment and humiliation are what the perpetrator hopes for in order to sexually gratify himself, then defying such perpetrator by acting the opposite, by acting confident and unfazed and unperturbed, or in any other way, can be a turnoff to them, and it won't be as arousing to them. So that can diffuse the situation.
So they like to get that reaction from you of scared, frightened, don't know what to do. So you say, take a minute, take a deep breath, compose yourself, and be authoritarian yourself.
If possible.
If possible,
although,
yes,
as I said,
true.
It can be extremely difficult to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so interesting. I really appreciate all your great knowledge. And do you have any closing thoughts?
There's just no one simple answer to this situation. I think it's important to understand that there are multiple reasons why people engage in this behavior. For some of those people, it seems to be a symptom of a condition that they've struggling with and feeling out of control with. For others, it's more of a choice, and stemming from lack of empathy, poor inhibitions, it is difficult to make a blanket statement. However, what's true and unequivocal here is that it traumatizes the survivors, the victims, it hurts them.
What you've had to say today, Dog, has been really fascinating, and thank you so much for being on Night Moves. And if there's anyone that wants more information, particularly with your family therapy, marriage therapy, or sex therapy, where do they get more information?
I'll be happy to answer any additional questions, and I'm available for consultation and therapy. And you can reach me at www.svetcovlmft.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.